Vianei Calixto lives in one of the poorest neighborhoods of Los Angeles, and like many of her friends, she was struggling in school.
Vianei!
Mande!
Vámonos, ya es tarde!
Okay.
Vianei's interest in learning music prompted her parents to enroll her in a music program in their neighborhood called the Harmony Project. In the 3 years since, much has changed in Vianei's life.
Music is like a dialogue because we can play a certain thing. Let's say the violins can play something back. It could be the same melody, different notes, and it's like just a conversation, talking back and forth.
Serving more than 2,000 students with a budget of $2.5 million, the mostly privately funded Harmony Project is filling a gap in low-income areas where schools have cut music education programs. Students get at least 5 hours of music classes and rehearsals each week, year-round. For poor students, it's tuition-free, including their instrument. 59-year-old Margaret Martin started the Harmony Project in 2001 after witnessing something on the streets of her hometown, Los Angeles.
This posse of badass LA gang members comes walking through a farmer's market and stops to listen to a tiny kid playing Brahms on a tiny violin. They had shaved heads, tats, gang clothing, attitude. After 5 or 6 minutes, without saying a word to one another, I watched those gang members pull out their own money and lay it gently in the child's case. Those gang members were teaching me that they would rather be doing what that child was doing than what they were doing, but they never had the chance. Harmony Project is a research-based, replicable program, and we commit to our students for their entire childhood.
The programs are started purposely in tough inner-city areas to serve children of poverty.
We know that dropout rates are about 50% in the neighborhoods where we build Harmony Project programs. More than 80% of poor Black and Hispanic kids do not read at grade level.
It's well documented that children whose mothers have little education are rarely being read to, and verbal interaction in those families is minimal. Scientists believe that this not only puts them behind in school, but those children rarely catch up because their brains are not developing as rapidly as the brains of more stimulated kids.
Early sustained music learning is actually the frame upon which education itself can be built for low-income kids.
Margaret Martin was convinced of that because of the graduation rate of kids who have gone through her program. This year, she says, 93% of them finished high school in 4 years and went to college. But Martin acknowledges she does not have the formal training to prove that music helps kids grasp language better and become more proficient readers.
Sound waves, the brain waves.
So she enlisted the help of this woman. Her name is Dr. Nina Krauss. She's a neurobiologist at Northwestern University, and for 25 years, she has studied how the brain processes information, the neurobiology of auditory learning.
What is the connection between sound and reading?
Well, there's a connection with sound and reading in that when you're learning to read, you need to connect the sounds of words that you've heard for many years with the symbol on the page. So you're making a sound-to-meaning connection.
No one has ever proven conclusively that music improves learning, and some studies have found no link at all. But after being contacted by Martin, the Northwestern scientist designed tests to measure the impact music had on this group of low-income kids. Dr. Krauss started in 2011 with a group of 80 students from an LA gang zone. The students came from similar backgrounds and were all motivated to learn music at the Harmony Project. Half the kids were selected to start music study then, and the other half, the control group, waited a year to begin. Dr. Krauss's team took a mobile testing lab to LA at the beginning and then once a year for 2 years to assess the change in the kids' brain response in specific areas important for good reading and learning skills.
What are some of the tests like that you actually do on these kids to measure these things?
We're very interested in children's rhythmic skills, and so we ask them to tap along with a steady rhythm.
Okay, now we're going to tap a little bit faster. Watch my hand, Rex. Okay.
So if you just present a beat, like on a metronome, and you ask a child to tap along with a beat, that ability is linked with reading ability.
Ready, set, go.
We ask
them to listen to words or parts of words.
Imagine that you're at a party. There will be a woman talking and several other talkers in the background.
We have them listen to sentences that are presented in noisy backgrounds, and they have to repeat back as much of the sentence that they were able to hear.
The pencil was cut to be sharp at both ends.
The pencil was cut to be sharp.
And of course, the background gets noisier and noisier, and it gets harder and harder to hear the sounds.
A toad and a frog each had to tell a tale.